Welcome, hello, and today you're tuning into Kishota on the Air 2019. And this week's episode will be chalked up with information, laughter, and facts. So be ready because here we go. Today's first topic is over technology. Is it safe for our students? Should our schools turn straight to the advancements of technology to help aid our students? Or is it a safer route to use the pen and paper method still? Let's talk about it. We have some insight from the Office of Educational Technology. They say, often today's society focuses within social media, benefiting from the uses of phones throughout technology. The thoughts of when they will use technology next often applies to our everyday life, but on the other hand, I do think it serves a very useful purpose to help us in our everyday lives. Because if you think about it, no one's really taking books out of the library. You can check them out online or even read a book straight from your mobile device or laptop. The learning empowerment is there and people just need to see it. Teens don't read papers or see newspapers anymore. Social life is affected the same with school life is affected by technology. The internet serves two purposes for us: to be in touch with all of our loved ones, and also, well, to be updated in school and talk to our professors in real time, straight from our smart devices. So no more worrying about being quiet in the library, getting yelled at by a favorite librarian growing up, because there's obviously some technology advancements for using the classroom, and here's some of the facts. Number one, changing fonts and using online Word applications save trees and resources. Number two, being online and connected helps students build relationships. Number three, WebWiseKids.com stated that 93% of all kids ages 12 through 17 go online and use online applications. So it's everywhere. Well, that's all the time we have today, and thank you for listening. This is Cedric Kishota going off the air. Thank you.